With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And that's Dennis Halnan, one of the engineers and employee owners of Tab, who comes in and helps me out with your computer comments, questions, and concerns. Feel free to get online, guys. We have four lines wide open. 860-522-9842 is the only number. 860-522-9842 or WTIC. Get online. We're happy to chat with you about your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns, and crypto if you want. But as I promised, we're doing a test. This is a test of the Joey broadcast system. We're going to see if we can get Joey connected here. So we've got the audio going, and then we're going to get the video over on a Facebook Live side of things. Oh, there he is. Can we hear you, Joey?
Good morning, everybody. Thanks for joining us today.
Wow, that's too cool. It works.
It is working. Wow, that's amazing.
It is weird talking on the air in here, but not on a microphone. It's kind of like surreal.
Right? I thought it'd be cool, Joey. So yeah, there is Joey Burgoyne, the famous Joey Burgoyne. You hear, he's the producer for the Brian and Company, right, Joey?
Yes, sir. Doing the diner tour across the state Friday morning, so that's been fun meeting people, getting out and about.
And you started with us, I don't know how many years ago now. How long have you been at 1080?
You guys probably almost 15 years now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Long time. And the great, this is just a typical another test, because we've had Siri on the show. Siri and or Alexa, I think.
You did both.
Yeah.
Yes,
so
we did.
We figured we'd see if we can do an enhancement here where I can actually do a Facebook Live broadcast with a separate video camera with the recipient, the person like Joey, with his own camera, but the issue was audio. We were worrying about an audio loop that could happen, and clearly I figured it out. Right, Joey?
You figured it out. We don't have to call a dentist during business hours and see if you can troubleshoot this.
Exactly. Well, thank you for testing it. So what the hope here is that when we have Wes on or any other folks on that want to do this, now that everyone's got a laptop with a camera, they'll follow the procedure that I gave Joey, and you'll be able to see their mugs on our Facebook broadcast over at WTIC's Facebook page, as long as Zuckerberg deems it worthy. So
I mean, we can give the Facebook to, this is the studio that we broadcast from
exactly.
Our side of the glass. See, Eric's over there on that side of the glass.
All right, we're inside this bubble.
This is our bubble over here.
So, Joey, it's awesome. I appreciate you doing this test for me. And so we're going to try this with Wes next week when he comes on and see how that works. So we appreciate
Beautiful.
It, Joey. All right, go get
the
phone.
Shout out to Carolyn for graduating, by the way.
Oh, that's right.
She's
usually
here.
Carolyn's normally here, but she's
graduating. At Central today.
Very good. Congratulations to Carolyn. And she'll be back next weekend, too, we hope. All right, now get the phones, Joey. Go just do
I'll
some work.
Answer the phone.
All right. So that worked. I'm really excited that worked.
That's beautiful.
We were going to use other methods like Zoom and stuff like that, but we were worried about it looping, and this seems to be the way.
Well, we brought people into our world where we do a lot of testing of things before we do them for real.
But in this case, we had to do
it
for real.
We had to do it for real. It was still a test.
Because we don't have a radio station in our shop to try this. So I'm glad it all worked. The lines are all coming in. While we wait for Joey to get the calls, let's go ahead and just have a quick news story.
Well, Brian Krebs had a story on a breach of a DEA website.
Uh-oh.
This particular portal connects to other agencies' databases.
Oh, boy.
And guess how the bad guys got in? With a compromised credential.
You're kidding.
Username and password, that was it.
On the dark web.
Who knows how they got it.
Well, but they probably just asked for it.
They may have asked for it. They may have fished it from somebody.
Yeah.
Got that information. They're able to get in and collect all kinds of data from several different agencies.
So let's wait a minute. I thought the government sent out this big warning about getting your shields up. The White House had a big warning about it just, I don't know, a month or two ago.
Well, they did.
Okay. Yeah. And they recommended things like what? Two-factor authentication on your passwords. So clearly that's not installed here on this DEA website.
It does not look like it was.
So, I don't know. Our government, not listening to our government. Sounds about right.
Well, it's probably the same old story that you see everywhere. Well, we have a need that's greater than this.
Right.
So we're just going to keep doing what we do.
Exactly. We'll put the link up there for you guys. Let's get right to your calls. You're nice enough to join us on this beautiful Saturday morning. Let's go to Sherry in West Hartford. What's cooking, Sherry?
Oh, hi. I was listening earlier today when you talked about WebRoot, because I do have WebRoot.
Yeah.
And you said you would recommend a Windows Defender.
We have made a change, and you know, the built-in Defender has improved over the years from Microsoft. We used to joke that it was a fox's guard in a hen house, but... And it still does some weird things, but yes, we're going to recommend it.
Okay, what about WebRoot weren't you happy with, just so I'll know?
Oh, well, great question. That is a great question. So, of course, we have a very large client base with a lot of systems that we protect, and when we talk about things here on the radio, we're talking about things that we're going to recommend to our business clients, too. And so we tested another tool across our client base, because you know, most of our clients, many of them do what we ask them to do to protect themselves. And we tested another tool, and that tool found some footholds on the client's systems, even though they had WebRoot antivirus and all the other technologies we recommended. Mm-hmm. So we're like, wait a minute, we're not very happy about that. And so WebRoot really didn't have anything to say or answer for it, and we deployed a different tool that I'm not going to tell you over the air.
Okay.
And it's going to go ahead and work with Defender, and it has been a better solution than WebRoot. And I think it has been ever since they were purchased by Carbonite that they kind of, you know, seems to have changed as a company.
Yeah, I've had the same experience with my home account.
Mm-hmm.
I have a Mac at home. I had WebRoot on it. It was flagging, constantly flagging this system file.
Yeah.
And it's the system file is actually a program. It's Apple's own malware removal tool. And it's built into the operating system. It's supposed to be there.
False positive. It's triggered
once in a while, and it showed up as a false positive.
Yeah.
And I contacted them, and they said, oh, well, that it's supposed to do that.
Mm.
And I said, well, why is it doing that?
Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, the tool, the malware removal tool is not an encrypted file. Therefore, WebRoot treats it as potentially dangerous.
Yeah, that's sloppy code.
And I said, well, is there any way for me to tell it not to...
Exclude it is what it's called?
Yeah, I wanted to exclude it. They're like, no, you can't exclude that. So I had to live with this thing
warning, telling
me every single day
right, that
I had a bad file on my computer that I couldn't quarantine with it.
Right.
Because it won't even touch it.
Nope.
And I got no answers from them.
Yeah.
Hmm. None.
So should I... So I'll uninstall WebRoot, and then how do I install Windows Defender? There's a charge, I would imagine.
Nope. Right?
There is no charge. It will automatically kick in when it sees that there is no longer an antivirus in your computer.
Right.
Really? So I have Windows 10.
Yep.
When I uninstall WebRoot, it automatically kicks in?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it does sound surprising that it works so well like that, but right. No, it does.
Are you sure?
It actually does. It'll say, hey, I see we have no antivirus here. I'm going to go ahead and enable myself to protect you.
And it protects as well, if not better, than WebRoot.
Correct.
Which I'm paying for.
Correct.
Yes.
Again, in the old days, we would have said not to do this, but they've gotten better. Now, if you listen to the show... Web Defender on occasion will, in the same way that Dennis's example, it'll literally see Microsoft as a threat. It saw its
they
own
did.
Office suite as a threat recently. We talked about it. And it's maddening, right? So We're not going to tell you it's going to not have any issues, because that's the kind of thing when I meet even new customers. I tell you, you're getting rid of your old IT providers. It's not like we're going to be not giving you issues, too. We're not perfect either. Microsoft is not perfect, right?
Right.
We know that. So, and especially with so many variables in technology, you're going to have issues. It'll just be different issues.
Well, in this case, Microsoft put out a fix for their misidentification
pretty quickly.
With Webroot on my Mac, they refused.
Good point.
That's
point.
Amazing. I don't know why Webroot would be doing that.
I don't either. I can't explain the response.
No. Nope.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, well, I'll be uninstalling my thing that I'm paying for.
There you go.
The other one. Perfect.
All right, Sherry.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. So we'll step out for a quick break, and then Zig in North Carolina, Thomas in Newington, and Ron in New Britain. Hang on. We'll get to your calls. This is Computer Talk. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock, and then Dr. Alessi will be in with Healthy Rounds. He'll give you a second opinion on your health advice. And let's go to your calls. You're nice enough to join us. And we're going to go to Zig first down there in North Carolina. Morning, Zig.
Hey, good morning.
What can we do for you?
Hey, I bought a Chromebook, a Lenovo Chromebook, a couple of months ago, as you guys recommended for doing only the financial interactions.
Yeah,
okay.
And when I set it up with a specific Gmail account. You need these things just to get it running. And I heard the first caller today referring to recovery ways. And what again did you say would be the best way I should have for recovery? I always stay away from this thing, because as soon as you put something into Google someplace, it seems like it gets transported to my phone, my other computer, and my et cetera.
They know who Zig is over there in the Googleplex. Mm-hmm. So you need a recovery tool. If you want to prep your machine for recovery, believe it or not, from what we see, there is a Chromebook recovery tool utility out there. Now, here's the thing, though.
I don't need to recover it. I just want to. I stay away from the recovery just because of Google knows who I am. So,
all right.
Maybe I don't need to do that.
Well, I'm not sure what you mean then. What are you trying? You're trying to prep for a failure, right? For your laptop crashing, and you want to put it back the way it was.
I guess I need to do that. You guys would know better if I didn't need to do that.
I don't think you do need to do that. Because it's basically a browser, and you're only using it for banking, right? You're not surfing anything else. You're only using it for your banking or whatever financial things, and that's it. You're not surfing. You're not going checking out the Chinese menu. You're not doing any of that kind of stuff, right?
Correct.
Okay. If for some reason it fails on you, you don't really care, because you have your credentials for the browsers, and you can always download the apps again. Believe it or not, the Googleplex knows on the Play Store what apps you've downloaded, right? So when you log back in as Zig to your Play Store, it's going to download the apps for you again after you get your Chromebook repaired or fixed or whatever has to happen, depending on what failed. So I don't think you necessarily have to treat it the way you would treat a Windows recovery.
Okay. Is there some way that sometimes it appeared to me like I would go to, let's give Vanguard as a example.
Mm-hmm.
I would go to the Vanguard website direct and get an app from Vanguard rather than from Google Play Store, or...
You could, but most likely they're going to give you the Apple or Google Play Store logos to click and download if it's an app, right?
Yeah, I would think that companies like that are putting their apps on Google Play Store.
Right. But you can make sure it's the app you want, because it can be kind of confusing when you look at some of these apps listed, if who's the real one and who's not, right? So going to the site, now I would not advise you to go to Vanguard today, because you watch the market, right? It's just going to make you cry. So don't go today. Maybe a couple of years, go back and see how we're doing. It's going to take a bit. But if you have to go there, sure. Go to Vanguard. You should see the app or Play Store, and then you'll be comfortable in knowing
right.
You're going to get the right app.
There should be like a link to the Play Store from Vanguard's site.
Right.
Follow that link.
Exactly.
So Play Store is okay. That's what you're telling me.
Yes. I know it sounds silly to call it a Play Store, right? You're trying to do something serious, but that's what they called it. It's the Play Store. And so, yes, that is legit.
Okay. And one quick question, one second quick question.
Yeah, sure.
We've got a couple of computers that were way back Windows 7, and then we upgraded to 10, and some haven't even been upgraded. I haven't tried it yet, but intend to just, instead of throwing these old computers away, continue to use them for Word or Excel. Okay. If you had any questions on that, it seems like that ought to work as long as I don't get myself onto the Internet.
Yeah, if you take those old computers and you never connect them to the Internet and you don't copy anything that originated on the Internet to them, then you should be in good shape. But those are key words. You just can't allow them to be contaminated by anything that comes in from outside.
I would go the other direction, I guess, and maybe use a flash drive to make a copy of an Excel sheet and bring it over to some other way that I could print it, which might be an updated computer.
Yeah, Sneakernet.
Right.
Yeah.
That would work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys do great. And, one interesting side comment. I use this Chromebook to go also to Treasury Direct.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a little bit fluky there. And when I talked to the Treasury Direct people, they said, hey, our computers are so old, we don't. if you have a little bit of trouble with Chromebooks, they're a little bit too new for us, and you might be better off with a computer.
Oh, I'm so. No, you did you go out there to get those bonds? Those bonds have to do with inflation. Is that where you went there for?
I've had an account there for quite a bit, but yeah. Yes, but I did go there for the bonds that the I-bonds that you can only get $10,000 worth a year, but.
Right.
I guess they're sky-high interest rates right now, too.
Yeah, it's only going to get worse, Zig.
Oh, I know.
Hold on to your hat.
Yeah. I appreciate you taking my call, guys.
Our pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Yep, you're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye. But it is sad, right? Our government, again, operating. I mean, what is it? The DMV here in Connecticut had a 40-year-old system until they finally updated it.
Well, the Labor Department has still got a, like, a 40-year-old thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like a COBOL program running out of VAX.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
We were seeing pictures of Windows XP still on battleships and stuff. It's not good. Not good. Then again, to be current is also a problem, right? You're one silly update away from your whole entire system not working anymore. It's, I don't know. Progress. Let's go on to Thomas in Newington. What's happening, Tom?
Hi. Question. Hi. Sure. I got a Windows 7 computer. I don't use much, but when I try and go on the internet, it doesn't go on. It doesn't show where I can't get on it, or it goes on and it comes off quickly. Is there a reason for that? I don't know. It doesn't work right. I know I used to show the strength of the internet, but now it doesn't do that.
You used to do what to the internet?
It used to show the strength on the computer. You know,
the strength of the internet, the wireless,
and, the Wi-Fi signal.
It doesn't show that no more, and I can't even find it on my computer.
Okay, so
it's a fiber optics. Does that make a difference? No.
Well, fiber is coming into your home, and then you're broadcasting wirelessly from your router or
right.
from the service that you paid for. What did you get, Frontier?
Frontier, yeah.
Okay,
I will bet you any money.
Yeah.
That the new Wi-Fi access point that came with that
mm-hmm.
probably is putting out a signal that the computer doesn't have the hardware to hear.
That could be. How new is this install, Tom?
Well, within the last 6 months.
Okay. And it worked before?
Well, no, it didn't work. It worked with the regular internet.
Right,
yeah.
But the fiber one, when you get that in, it stopped working?
That's when it went bad.
Yeah, so Dennis is probably right.
It has to be.
Your laptop or device might be too old.
Well, there is a solution.
Yes.
Actually, there's two solutions.
Yep.
First one, the one that I would prefer that you have, I'm going to hold off on. Second solution is to get a USB Wi-Fi dongle and buy a newer one.
Yeah.
It should be, $40 to $50 for a good Wi-Fi 6 dongle.
Mm-hmm.
Install that and then set that as your active Wi-Fi adapter, and it should be able to communicate with your new access point.
Yeah, but I have another computer. I just use this for, I don't use it for anything other than going out, trying to get on the internet, but I have another one. It works fine.
Yeah, is it newer?
Yeah, it's a newer one. Yeah, it's a newer one.
Well, that's what he's saying.
I still think you're dealing with a hardware limitation in that old laptop.
Right. The old laptop has a radio that's old, and it can't take up pick up the new Wi-Fi 6 or the latest.
And you would get around that by getting the new Wi-Fi dongle. The second thing to do would be to replace the Windows 7 computer,
right?
Which I would prefer that you do.
Well, but, I have another one that has Windows 10 on it, and okay. Well, that's fine.
All right,
then retire the old one.
At first, I got a signal. Then after a couple of weeks, I didn't get a signal anymore. So I don't know. Must be the computer.
We think it's the computer or your wireless radio in there. So you can add that dongle or pronounce it dead.
What's a dongle? What is that? I don't understand.
It's a USB. It's about the size of your thumb, like a thumb drive. That's actually a wireless card. It's external. You plug it into your USB and say, hey, this is my new network card. When you go to Staples and ask for a wireless USB interface, they'll be able to show you what that is.
Oh, okay.
All right?
Okay, that helps. Thank you very much.
All right, you're welcome, Thomas.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to be here till 11. Feel free to get online. Three lines open for you. And then coming up at 11, Dr. Lessie will be in with Healthy Rounds. But we still have half an hour program that we'd like to help you with your computer problems, comments, questions, concerns. Everything we've talked about has been posted over at Facebook. If you follow us at Facebook, Tab Computer Systems, it'll get into your news feed as long as Zuckerberg deems it worthy. And, of course, everything's there at computertalkwithtab.com. It's the name of the show.com, which also works. Morgan, up with the news next. All right, thank you, Morgan. This is Computer Talk with Tab. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Three lines open for you. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. And let's get right to your calls. You're nice enough to join us. We got Ron in New Britain first. What's happening, Ron?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to hear you guys. I have a question.
Yes, sir.
It's an easy one for you guys.
That's not fair, Ron. You're setting us up for failure.
No, I have a HP Elite Book.
Yep.
And last time I called, you guys told me I made a good deal. I mean, by buying one of these.
Yes, sir. We like the Elite Books.
Yeah, it's really nice. I like it. It's super fast. Well, my question is, it has a USB Type-C Thunderbolt 3.
Yep.
Plug on the side. I was wondering, because I'm going to go on vacation, and I was wondering if I could use like a regular car charger to charge that up. I know it won't charge as fast, but I figured I'd ask you guys about that. It has a regular wall charger, but if I want to carry it in the car with me.
So you want to plug it like USB, standard USB in your car into USB-C to charge it?
Yes.
Yeah. I would tell you not to do that.
Okay.
Oops, sorry, Dennis, my bad.
Oh.
There you are.
Okay. I don't think those 12-volt chargers can produce the wattage that's required to charge up a laptop. You're talking about, 65 watts or so that's necessary. I just don't think you're going to get that out of those 12-volt chargers.
I would only plug it in just to keep it going. While
I don't think it's going to do anything. I think it would actually drain the battery if you tried it.
All right.
Have you tried getting a car charger to then AC adapter so that you can plug it in like
an
normal
inverter
of some kind? Yeah. Have you tried that?
I don't have anything like that, but I'll look forward to getting something like that
in the future. That would be my suggestion. Get a power inverter.
Mm-hmm.
That provides real voltage, and then plug your regular charger into it and charge the computer with that.
Now, of course, you could try it, Ron, your way.
I wrote it down. Well, anyway, no, I'll charge it up during the day. We have a house where we're going. And,
yeah.
And
you're on vacation.
We have a house out there in the...
Nice.
In the Caribbean.
Oh, nice. You do?
Whoa.
Yeah. But,
nice.
We're going to go probably for a while. And then I'm concerned if I want to use the computer, could I get a little charging? But it doesn't look that way. So I'll keep it charged, overnight. And if I'm going to go out, it should stay.
Well, the Elite Books have pretty good battery capacity, too. So, yeah you should be able to get some time out of it without having to worry about charging it.
Yeah. Are you VRBOing that Caribbean property there, Ron?
Excuse me?
Are you VRBOing your Caribbean property?
We were thinking of that, but That's in the future, maybe, because we spend a lot of time here, and it's over there alone.
Yeah, it's over there alone, sitting there waiting to make some money for you.
Maybe I'll think about that. I thank you very much. So what I'll do is just charge it up every day and like I normally do.
Yep. That's the better way to go.
I have a car and a pickup truck, older pickup. Got to have that four-wheel drive over there. You know what I mean?
Yep. But you can get the inverter there, too.
It has a cigarette lighter. I thought I could use it. Well, I appreciate your courtesy. I thank you guys so much. Keep up the good work.
All right. Enjoy the weather down there.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. We would get nervous. Whenever you plug your stuff into something that may not be designed for it, It could work, so we're just cautious.
For all I know, there are chargers out there that are made to do what he's trying to do.
Right, your car yourself. So he could open the manual and see what the output is on that USB port. I mean, he could do that and see if it's capable of putting out the wattage necessary and charge it. He could.
Right.
But if it's my device, I'm not doing it. I'm plugging, my wife's minivan has an AC plug.
Right.
So we'll plug it in that way. I know that'll work.
Well, most chargers that you buy are going to be, even high-speed chargers, are typically going to be 10 watts.
Hmm.
That is not enough to run the computer.
Right.
It's
like you said,
it's just not going to do anything.
Yeah, it might drain it. All right, let's go on to your calls. We're going to go to Mark in Bristol next. Hey, Mark.
I heard you talking.
Mark, you there?
Yes, sir.
What can we do for you? You're on the air, sir.
Well, that was fast. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
I have just a quick question for you, somewhat computer related. I have a bunch of old cassette tapes that I found from probably 20 years ago, and I'd like to convert them to MP3, which I know I can do via free apps like Audacity or whatever. But one of the issues I have is with the graphic equalizer, I still cannot get rid of the 60-cycle hum. Do you guys know of any software, even if I have to purchase it, that I could get so I could actually remove it?
Hmm. Goldwave, is that still out there? Have you checked out Gold? Is Goldwave still out there? Yeah, he mentioned Audacity, Joey. So Joey over here thought Audacity would take it out for you.
Yeah, unfortunately it won't. I've been using that for years, and I can actually remove some of the frequencies that 60 Cycle has harmonics at.
Yeah,
but I just can't. But then again, the audio on the tape has the same frequency, so there must be something that can be done, because they can clean up these old movies and things on television, and they look like they were made yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought maybe there was some software I just couldn't find, but I can't find anything either on the internet.
Yeah, so we can put a shout out to the 50,000 watt flamethrower audience here. You can also go to our Facebook page and maybe put a question out there for folks that maybe you've come across this issue. Doesn't come to mind. I've never done this myself, but maybe next week if you're listening, folks might call in and say, "Hey, remember that guy Mark in Bristol? We've got this application." But Goldwave was a popular audio program. Am I right about that? I think that's the name of it. So check out Goldwave, Mark, if that's still out there, and it might give you the ability to remove that hum.
Is that like gold as in the metal?
Yeah.
Yes.
And W-A-V-E. Yeah.
One other thing I was thinking about is this legacy box. I think you guys have advertised for them a few times.
I mentioned it as a thing. I mean, they don't advertise on our show or anything, but it does sound like a great solution.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
All right. You got it, Mark. You too.
Okay. Bye.
Yeah, removing that hum, that's going to be... You were looking, right, Dennis? You find anything?
Yeah, there are ways to do noise reduction in Audacity.
Audacity, right.
It sounds like he's already hit that and it doesn't work.
Right.
I'm also wondering if there are any plugins for Audacity that might do it. Third-party plugins. I was doing a little research on that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't find anything yet, but I was only doing it for like 30 seconds, so I don't know. Other people may be aware of something, and we'd love to hear about it.
Audiophiles out there. All right, let's go on to Myla in Torrington next. What's happening, Myla?
Hi, it's actually Marla.
Marla, gotcha. Well, Joey's just typing away out there. What's going on, Marla?
That's okay. First of all, I love your show. You guys have helped me before, and I just am so grateful for all the information.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Thank you.
I wanted to ask if you're familiar with the Truebill app, which helps people save money on their budgeting and banking. They kind of look for hidden subscriptions and things like that, and alert you to things that you can delete or unsubscribe from, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to know what your thoughts were about it. I was signing up for it until they wanted my banking information.
Right.
Well, the only thing that I know about it is what you've seen on the ads.
Right.
So mm-hmm. I don't have any experience with it. And the wall that you hit is the one that I would hit.
Yeah, and the thing
I would be very leery about.
And then the idea is that you're going to tell them all the things that you've subscribed to, right?
Right.
And,
yeah.
And their claim to fame is that they're going to help you understand the things that you've subscribed to. But you need to first tell them what you subscribe to. So I don't know where you win here, where it makes any – I mean, there must be some sort of value there. But if you have to type in all the things that you're subscribed to so they can keep track of them, they're not going to go out and find all the accounts you have.
The impression that I got, at least from how it was advertised,
yeah.
I think it looks at your
bill pay?
Your bill pay
mm-hmm.
and the checks that you're sending out, the transactions you're sending out.
Right.
And it takes that data and it figures out what you're subscribing to without you having to tell it.
That could
be true. I'm on Netflix. I have this. I have that.
Right. So the other way to look at it then is if you have automatic payments happening, you could always change those things to be things you sit down and do on a regular basis so that you have a little pain in your life. So you write that check for Netflix or whatever you're doing. You can still do it through the bill pay service, but that's the way I recommend it for even my kid. Don't set anything on automatic. Don't let some company rip into your bank account and pull stuff out. You know, always – or put it on a credit card. Of course, a credit card statement is going to show you every month the things you're subscribed to. I don't know. There must be there must be some value to it, but I don't want them in my bank account. I don't understand.
Yeah,
that's what they have to do.
That was the concern I had when – I mean, it makes sense that they would have to look at your bank account to see where your money is going.
Right.
Because for myself, yes, I have a couple of subscriptions, let's say, through Apple, maybe like for iCloud storage or something.
Right.
But when I see $5 here or $7 there and it just says Apple, sometimes you forget what you're signed into. So I have to go digging all the time to see, did I really sign up for that?
Right. But they would do the same thing too. It's still the same nondescript $7 thing they're going to report to you. All they do, all they now know is just know it. And does it cost anything? Does that Truebill app cost anything?
I don't think so.
So obviously you're the commodity, right? So they're just selling the information about you.
Gotcha.
You know?
All right.
I don't know.
Well, I wanted a second opinion because it sounded like a good idea in case there were things coming out of my bank account that I wasn't tracking.
Right.
But
we'll turn off
when it came to
turn off all the automatic pays. Then you'll be all set. Then you'll do it more manually. And
right.
Then you'll be like, oh man, do I really want to write that check for? Do I really want to send that money out for these guys? And then you'll say no. That's how it's the best way to do it.
I know. Sometimes convenience is the enemy.
Well, they're banking on that.
Yes.
Right. Exactly. Yes. Very true. All right. Well, I thank you very much because I do value your opinion.
Sure.
And thank you for all the information you provide for everyone.
Our pleasure.
You take care. Have a great week.
You too, Mark. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. Yeah. I don't want anybody in my bank account. I'm sorry. Not going to do it. I think we can continue, right? And Joey, do I need a break? Yeah, I'll take a quick break because I would have just continuing on. Peter and Andrew, hang on. This is Computer Talk. We'll be right back. All right, we are back in the home stretch, and we're going to go right to the top of the hour. That's great. We got some calls coming in here that want to help other folks, which is nice to see. Peter in Berlin has got a suggestion about a laptop car charger for our Caribbean friend there who's got his house in Caribbean. He's not VRBOing yet, but he will be. Go ahead, Peter.
Yeah. Hi.
Hi.
Good. You don't go through USB. It goes right through your power as if you were plugging it into the wall. It's not an inverter. I got one of these on eBay for about $7. You got to match it's 19 volt, 2.1 amp.
Uh-huh.
And simply bumping 12 volt up to 19 and the right amperage.
And where do you plug it into your car? Into your cigarette lighter?
Cigarette lighter.
Okay.
Cigarette lighter.
Yep. All right. So what's it called?
I don't know. I just...
That's okay. They exist, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So it's an inverter from the 12 to 19 volt. Plug it into cigarette lighter. You charge your... And then you plug your laptop right into the, like a regular outlet into it, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep. The only thing is you'll have to light a cigarette another way.
Yeah. Well.
I don't know anybody that lights a cigarette with those anymore, so.
That's true. All right, Peter. Thank you so much.
Okay.
All right. So they do exist. I think his name is Ron. Let's go on to Jeff in Middletown next. He's got a story for us. What's going on, Jeff?
Good morning.
Morning.
I just wanted to do an add-on to the prior caller's discussion about having funds removed automatically from your savings or checking account.
Yes, go ahead.
Back in the late 90s, my ex-wife, she thought it'd be really cool to have, you know, the gas company take automatic payments.
Yeah.
Someone at the gas company misread her meter, and they yanked like $850 out of her account.
Oh.
Yeah, not good.
No, and the gas company's not exactly super friendly about refunding that money either. They kept offering to credit her account. So you want to do a push, not a pull out of your account.
I would agree completely. So you agree with me. Do a push, never have the pulls. We can give you examples after examples of people who have mortgages taken doubled out. You know, they've had cable bills come out double time. You know, the ACH system is supposed to be better than it is, but it's not. I'd rather do a push as well. So. All right, Jeff, we appreciate your endorsement for push versus pull.
Thanks. By the way, love your show.
Thank you, Jeff. We appreciate it.
Take care.
Oh, you too. Bye-bye. So, yeah, push it versus pull it. It's a great way to describe it. And, again, the kids these days, they'll just connect their everything to everything. I mean, they're Zelling this, right? Money around. What's the other one that's out there? So
Venmo?
Venmo and money around. I mean, they connect it all together. Oh, here.
Hey, man, I bought Bitcoin through Cash App. I shot myself in the foot twice.
Bitcoin through Cash App. There you go, Joe. You haven't listened to the show?
It was a couple bucks. Someone had to send me some money. I was like, yeah, let's get in on this crazy, stupid craze.
All right.
It's never gone above what I paid for it.
What is it worth? A couple pennies?
Yeah. I bought $20 worth.
Yeah.
It's never gone even close to that. I think it's like 13 bucks right now.
And probably the fees that transfer it out is going to cost.
Yeah. So it's more of like, okay, it's 20 bucks for like 7 months at this point of entertainment.
All right. Well, that's Joey for you. Let's go on to Andrew and New Britain. What's happening, Andrew?
Hi, guys. Great show.
Thanks.
I was having a... I had an HP laptop that was on its last legs. It was it was still a 7. I never updated it to 10, even, you know, and it was having trouble booting. It would boot, you know, but fluky operation. So I bought another HP laptop recently, and I wanted to set it up to maximize my chances of getting a recovery on it. What I was doing on my old machine, trying to use the routine, like the built-in Microsoft routine, to give you recovery. There were some kind of looking for like existing images or like, you know, existing like saves of the system or something like that, which I'd never done. I don't know if the modern, you know, if the real modern ones require something like that, or what do you recommend?
Not anymore. Not anymore. As of Windows 8, you can just create a recovery, or you can just have the computer recover itself.
Yeah.
You just go into the system settings, and you can go into the recovery section. It's actually called update and recovery, but over on the left there will be a recovery item, and you can just have it recover itself. There's no need to go get USB sticks or anything. There is actually a recovery partition, but it's integrated into how Windows is set up on the computer. So there's nothing that you do to create that. It's not like the old days where you had to, once you bought the computer, you then had to go get a USB stick or a bunch of DVDs and create your recovery image. You don't need to do that anymore.
So you should be good, Andrew.
So it's just automated, and it's just there.
You still can create that image if you'd like.
Right.
There should be a tool to do that. HP might have it. So you might want to look in the programs, you know, click start, look under HP, the folder, and see if there's a recovery item for that. And you can go through the process. I just wouldn't say that it's required.
And it's not a backup.
It's not a backup, no. It'll just get your computer back to the way it was when it came out of the box.
Right.
That's all it will do.
So still back up your stuff.
Okay. So in order to save your data, that's what happened to me. The computer recovered, but none of your stuff was there.
Yeah, you still got to do your own backups.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. All right, Andrew. Hope that helps you. We're all out of time.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thanks for calling. So yeah, back it up, get the recovery going. And you should be good. I want to thank all you guys for joining us on this lovely Saturday morning. Without you guys, Dennis are talking and I are talking about our kids and our cats, so we appreciate that. I want to thank Joey Burgoyne for producing and helping us with our tests. I want to thank Mike G for posting everything live over at our Facebook and Twitter page. Yes, Twitter is worth it again. We'll see. Elon's playing around, but we hope he's going to buy it. So for now, I'm going to give it. Hopefully Twitter's going to be good. And Dennis?
We need you to be geeks too. Come on board.
See you next week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.